When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back. Time for Nick Trivia. $15 for Upside Bar and Lounge. We will be at Upside Bar and Lounge next Monday night for Monday Night Football. Join us there. We'll broadcast from there. Two shows, the Nicole Griffith Show and the Talking 10 Show. And we'll all be there hanging out watching Buffalo and the Patriots. Nick, who's on the line? Who's on the Honda Lincoln line? Do we know? Let's bring him in.
Who's this?
Who this? Yo, what up? Who this? you got dial a joke.
Nobody's.
Hey, you got dial a joke. That's like, hey, we used to have a cat on the football team that his whole deal was to see how many numbers he could get when he go to parties.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, 90% of your numbers are dial a joke. So we used to call him from the dorms and they'd be like, you know, how the wrong numbers.
Yep.
I was like, man, you got dial a joke.
We had a phone line at our station that was just a recorder.
And that's what you used to give up?
And the girls in town, we would tell people in town, you use this number. And so every Monday, we would go to the phone, we would go to the voicemail. Because you'd have drunk dudes who got numbers.
I just got your numbers. Where you at?
And then the best part was, like, when they would leave their number.
Oh, then you got to call them back.
So then we'd call them back, and the dude's like, I don't know what you're talking about. Because a couple of them, he was like, well, wait a minute. So the best one was we called a guy back Monday from him. He called this girl three times Saturday night.
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah, let me know where you at. We can get together. You know, I'll just meet you. We called the number. This dude called from his home number. And his wife answered the phone.
Oh, you guys called back. Oh, you guys called back.
And his wife answered the phone and was like, yeah, we're looking for Steve. Steve's not here. Who's this? This is his wife. Who's this? I'm like, oh, it's DP and Allen. How you doing? She goes, I listen to you. Please tell me my husband didn't call this number. I'm like,
oh, DP, you sold him out like that, man.
No, I didn't answer. I simply said, you should probably talk to him.
I think we got somebody.
Okay, here we go.
Who's this?
Hey, Drumstick.
Drumstick, my man. All right, how do you feel about NFL? Drumstick,
hey,
how do you feel about NFL, man?
Oh, pretty good.
All right. Who's leading the NFL in total tackles this season?
Total tackles. Is it that Leonard guy from the Colts?
It is not. He is 10th on the list.
Oh, good guess, though.
It is a good guess.
Good guess.
He is 10th on the list with, or excuse me, yeah, 10th on the list with 93.
What's the number?
128.
128. Okay.
He's been a staple in the league for a while.
Yeah, he has been.
But
which
conference? Do you want me to guess?
NFC.
Oh, I know who it is.
Interesting.
You're not linebacker.
Gonna are you going to change?
No, something? No. Because this one's actually.
You can Google, but, you know.
Yeah, he's the truth.
Yeah.
Who's this?
This is Tom.
Tom, do you know who's leading the NFL in total tackles this season?
Yeah, I think it's Bobby Wagner for Seattle.
Nice job, Tom. Sit tight. I will talk to you in a second and get your information, man.
Good stuff.
Okay.
Good stuff. Well done. Well done. That's a good pick. I'm a Bobby Wagner fan, so that kind
yeah,
of
Bobby right. Wagner's cold-blooded. Yeah. He went to what, Utah State?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They had a bunch of dudes.
Yeah, they did. I was just about to say that.
They had a bunch of dudes.
He's been a dude since he's been in the league. Well, very well coached, physical. He's one of the few guys that play linebacker now that's actually still that's physical and can play the pass, and he's a phenomenal leader. Putting in as much work as he's putting in now with nothing literally around him besides Jamal Adams, who's pretty much another, like, linebacker, is pretty good. And in Seattle also has drafted some young guys around him. And Brooks, I think, is a top 10 guy, and he's from Texas Tech, kind of a smallish run and hit guy. And
at Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details. Fall in love with low prices, all in the Kroger app. Buy two, get three free on delicious 12 packs of Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then find low prices on thousands of items like sparkling ice water, Kroger brand chips, and more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Wagner's holding it down without any defensive tackles in front of him that are established. So that lets you know he's able to handle his own business as well as make plays. So, yeah, Bobby Wagner, the only reason that he would ever not be up there is if, you know, he caught the injury bug. And he's durable. And, you know, there was a time when all those guys, the Legion of Boom was still kind of there. All the guys were there. And they still had some guys. You know, they had Bennett and all those guys, and they were still, you know, kind of having their Cliff Averill and all those guys still having their, like, last little run. But Bobby was still that guy, and he was young, not getting enough credit. Because I remember it was, like, 2 years in a row he should have made the Pro Bowl, and then he made it, and then he made All-Pro, and it's been, you know, every a yearly type of thing. But, yeah, he's the real deal.
That was a run. I mean, Utah State's had a pretty good 15-year run of dudes coming through. I mean, because I was there at the tail end of that. And you had guys like Chris Cooley and
those guys
that came through. Of course, Jordan Love came through there. They had another couple of quarterbacks that went through there. You know, Utah State actually, you know, okay. For a little spot always, in the middle of nowhere.
This is what I wonder is Jordan Love, I think when he was at Utah State, they weren't very good, right?
They had a run. The problem was they didn't have a lot around
them. Right, but their record wasn't very good. But he had arm talent, and he played well in a couple games against better competition. Because I remember it was against LSU.
Mm-hmm.
He either did play well or he didn't. I wonder what GMs – because I'm a big believer. Jay Cutler in the NFL is the same Jay Cutler that you saw at Vanderbilt.
Mm-hmm.
So do they think – you know, do you bypass that because you think Jordan Love is a different personality or whatever it is? Because – ultimately, I always remember watching Brett Favre and his documentary. They were saying that they knew that he was going to be a great player, even though he was at Southern Miss, because he was able to essentially beat other teams.
He carried a squad. He made
a squad, and they had an upset, I think, Alabama, maybe. Mississippi State. Mm-hmm. And he did, I think he beat an Alabama or Auburn by himself. So, you know, when you're thinking about it, and this is totally different, whether you're looking at college quarterbacks or, you know, NFL or potential NFL quarterbacks, you know, the emphasis on winning out there. If I could talk to you parents out there, if you kids are out there ever listening, high school coaches, not really because they don't, I mean, but college coaches, you know, or whatever, you know, you need to, one of the first things you need to do is try to teach kids how to win. And
then the second thing you need to teach them? How to lose.
Yeah, how to lose. And they should hate losing more than they like winning. But teaching them how to win and how much winning is important to your overall success is far more important than saying, you know what, I'm playing good, but my team isn't very good.
Yeah.
Because if you were that good, then you wouldn't be what your record is. That's the honest guy. Because you could get out there, and I can say this, and I know we got to go to break. I remember being in defensive meetings and talking to Aaron Glenn and Seth Payne, and we were like, dude, this game plan is
not good.
I mean, you just have a. I mean, this is the funny thing about the NFL. You know you're going to play well based on when you watch tape and how practice goes, but then just how the defensive coordinator or position coaches are articulating the game plan, right?
Yep.
Because their confidence is going to seep down into you, and then it's going to be replicated in how you practice. But then also you're going to say, hey, you know, if DP's telling me this and I see it on tape, then you're getting that.
Plus they have answers.
Well, they have answers, but you're getting the result that from what you're telling me. And I remember we were going into a game and, you know, we were not – it just seemed like the game plan was just kind of thrown together. But then I remember we just had like a defensive meeting. It was like, don't matter what they call, we got to make it work. You get what I'm saying?
Yep. Been in those rooms. You've been in those rooms.
Right.
Where you just go, look, we'll figure it out. Right. We'll throw it a break. We come back, top of the hour, 5 o'clock. Look, I kind of want to stay in that same lane because the transfer portal and all these signings showing a lot of the real behind the scenes stuff that goes on in these
portal
events.
We'll talk about the vortex.
Okay, we'll talk about that top of the hour, 5 o'clock on 93.7 The Ticket.
You're listening to Old School with DP and Jay. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.